This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Say welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell has made it so guys like me can make a few bucks on the air. Yes, as you heard, a few, believe me, it's a few dollars. A few dollars on the air. All you got to do is buy from him, okay? Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on your way out, and you know what? You'll save anywhere from 30% to 70%. Okay? I mean, I don't know about you. You got more money than you know what to do with. Then heck, don't even use the promo code. Let's get him all the money we can get him. Right? Let's do that, and everybody will be happy because he gives money to those causes that you and I are in line with. He has no problem with that. He funded the movie for all intents and purposes, Unplanned. Fantastic movie. You need to go see it if you can. Get it online. Do what you got to do. Okay? So head over to MyPillow.com. Your honey will love you. Look at the bathrobes are great. The sheets, the pillowcases, all of that stuff is great. The slippers. I still have the slippers. I have beaten the crud out of those slippers over the last 3 years. And let me tell you what, they're still working. They're still good. So check them out on your own. Right? MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. You will be very happy. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break today. And I just got to tell you, you can make a difference. I know some of you guys say, we've had the fight. We've been there. We've pushed back. It's just not working. But do they fight harder than we do? I mean, and please do not send me those emails where you're telling me, well, we have jobs and they don't. Yeah, that doesn't cut it anymore. All right? Come on, think about it. That doesn't cut it anymore. You need to do everything you can do to be part of the conversation, to make sure you're part of the solution. You may have to give up something to get engaged, to get involved. They're your kids. Okay? Anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save 30 to 70%. I'm telling you, it's worth it. All right. What was I going to talk about? See, you got me so fired up about the one thing, I forgot what I was going to talk about. But, anyway. All right, so Democrat lawmaker lost it after a state legislature overrides the veto of the transgender sports bill. All right, so you got Democrat Kansas Governor Lori Kelly vetoed this bill in March. And the funny thing about this is, I hope, I want to believe, and I've talked to some of them, that these Republican legislators aren't doing a political thing. They've done their homework. Yes, they've talked about science. They've done their homework. And they truly believe that the, you know, transgender affirmation programs are not healthy for your kids. And it's true. They're not there yet. They can't make those decisions yet. They don't have the ability. Now, I love some of these Democrats, these prominent Democrats. I love it when they say things like, you know, you have to listen to your children. They know what's good for them. Really? They know what, then you know what? Let's do this. Let's put an age limit on legislators. If they're so smart, let's make it that you can't be a legislator if you're older than 15. What do you think? If they're so smart and they know what's so good, let's let them come run the country. What do you think? One Democrat lawmaker in Kansas was not happy after an overwhelming number of her colleagues voted to override the veto of a bill banning transgender students from participating in girls' sports. Democrat Governor Lori Kelly vetoed the bill, and the override happened on Wednesday after both houses of the Kansas State Legislature, each with a Republican supermajority, cleared the two-thirds majority required for the bill. Now, following the Kansas House voting to override the veto, it was a lopsided, 84-40 vote. Democratic Representative Susan Ruiz stood up, really, so much for decorum, right? Stood up on the House floor and told her Republican colleagues, "You are full of blank." Isn't that nice? So sweet. The report stated that Ruiz's vulgar reaction came about because she heard Republicans laughing after the vote. She claimed one of her GOP colleagues was gloating when he came into the chamber. Another Democrat representative, Heath Meyer, who the report said had transgender children himself, or has a transgender child, wore a shirt in the chamber that read, "Protect Trans Youth." The bill initially passed the State House on February 23rd with one Democrat joining all Republicans in support. It was passed by the Senate just days before the governor vetoed it. Right, this is the third year in a row that Kelly had vetoed a ban on transgender students. Those participating in women's sports anyway. You know what? It's about time. It's about time you guys see what's going on here. It's about time you see the difference. I mean, come on. You keep talking to us about science. With the transgender affirmation programs, girls in sports, boys in sports, it's just nuts. All right, Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You really have to have a clue as to what's going on. You really have to catch up. I know as much as some of you say, I don't want to listen to the news every day. All right, I guess you don't really have to listen to the news every day. But you really have to have a clue as to what's going on. You know what I mean? You really have to have a clue as to, you know, who's coming in and out of your house, so to speak? No jokes. Really, seriously. So again, I say to you, you know, you got to pay attention to what's happening. You really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Truly get informed. Now, look, Brad Dacus, we're having a couple little technical difficulties, but we're going to pull him on in the next hour. He definitely will be with us. I mean, he's in Texas right now. So He's with family, if you would, so to speak. Anyway, all right, got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the Democrats who totally lost it on the floor, on the House floor. Democrat Kansas Governor Lori Kelly vetoed a bill on transgenders in sports. And today they had enough of a majority to go ahead and overturn that. So again, I say to you, as I was saying earlier, you know, Kelly went on to say, it sort of breaks my heart, following the override, it certainly is disappointing. I know that there's some legislators whom this was a very, very hard vote, and one that I think they'll regret when they look back in the legislature. No, I actually think that those that totally embrace, with no guidelines, no rules, no anything, totally embrace this whole transgender movement, they're the ones that are going to have a problem later on in life. They're the ones that are going to have a conscious issue. Remember, we've done a lot of stupid stuff to our kids. We've done a lot of stupid stuff when it comes to medicine. You know, remember when frontal lobotomies were all the rage, when your kids were out of control? Remember that? But I go back to, again, if you really believe that your child has the mental capacity to make a decision at 8, 9, 10. I mean, some of these doctors, and I don't even know how they got their doctorate, but some of these doctors really believe that a child knows whether they're male or female in the womb. I mean, seriously. Anyway, if that's the case, look at how confusing this is to me. If the child is sentient enough, if they have enough sense, if their brain is working like that, and they're aware in the womb, and they're aware as to what sex, follow me here, if they're aware of what sex they are, if they're aware of what's going on, then why would you kill them? If they're that aware. You know, and the fight for Planned Parenthood is always the same. Always. Well, it's the mother's body. She gets to play God. She gets to give a thumbs up to kill it, or a thumbs up to keep it, thumbs down to kill it. Kill the baby. The baby that has a brain. The baby that understands that it's either a boy or a girl. Maybe it's trapped in the wrong body. I mean, is that cold-hearted or what? I really believe, you know, I love how the Democrats were screaming that guys like me, when it came to issues of same-sex marriage and so on, yeah, you're on the wrong side of history on this one. You're gonna have real regrets later on. You're gonna look like jackwagons later. Well, let me tell you what. When they write this part of history, provided it's written properly, the Democrat Party is going to look like the animals that they've been acting like. And I'm not talking about the rank and file that live around me, the average Democrat. And you know that's what I'm not talking about. I'm talking about those Democratic, socialist, progressives that are rabid in their belief systems. They catch a tweet from their party, a headline from their party, they believe that to be the law, end of discussion. Say people are screaming, you need to stick with the science, you need to believe the science, and yet they won't. They don't. Right? If they do, let me know. I mean, some people, you're right, it might have been hard. Look at the one legislator who says that they have a transgender child. You know, do you vote for it because you have a transgender child? Do you realize that your transgender child has a condition called gender dysphoria? And you don't kill the rest of the kids? You don't damage the rest of the kids because you haven't got the care needed for your child yet? Where do you stop? Oh, come on, really, where do you stop? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, and it just keeps getting better. Tennessee lawmaker compares himself to brown-skinned Palestinian named Jesus. Yeah, that's right. Three radical Democrat lawmakers face possible expulsion after they tried to incite a riot inside the Capitol building. Why haven't they been drugged to some jail somewhere where nobody can get to them and they can't get to legal help? They can't get the food that they want. How come that hasn't happened to them? Hey, I'm just asking. Lawmakers demanding a crackdown on guns in the aftermath of a shooting of a Christian school in Nashville. Six people were killed. I still haven't got anybody to tell me what the crackdown would be. Right? What would the crackdown be? Nobody, they won't answer the question. I haven't figured out why. The lawmakers are demanding a crackdown on guns in the aftermath of a shooting in a Christian school. Right? There were three kids, three adults. State Representative Justin Jones from Nashville. He's really radical. He is so far left, he's going to fall off the planet, you know? He actually compared himself to Jesus Christ. He said, this Holy Week, as we enter Easter season, and on the Holy Monday, this is the day that Jesus overturned the tables in the temple, drove out the money changers. He said the remarks from the house floor. He said, Jesus engaged in an act out of a decorum because he knew the dignity of the people being dishonored was more important than decorum. No, it is not true. I love these people who crack a Bible once every 7 years, telling me what the Bible has to say. No, 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 no. See, they were selling, the merchants were selling blemished product. You were required to bring, you know, your unblemished lamb, yours. Something that you brought, that you raised, to atone for your sins. Okay? It was supposed to mean something to you. It was supposed to break your heart in a way. That animal was dying because you couldn't keep it together. I'll hit more of this when you set a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Likely yet another item for former President Trump to worry about. Former Vice President Mike Pence will now comply with an order to testify in an ongoing investigation of Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. That's according to Pence's advisor. His decision to comply will give special counsel Jack Smith access to one of the key figures with insight into Trump's efforts to remain in power. It's unclear exactly when the former Veep will appear before the grand jury in D.C. One resident in Glen Allen, Missouri, where a large tornado raked communities for miles, killing at least five people, says he knew something big was coming Wednesday morning.
The power went off and the house just started shaking, so we were very fortunate. Our shop is leveled, our barn is leveled, our chicken shack is leveled, but our house is here.
The Weather Service says the twister had peak wind speeds of 130 miles an hour. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. It's the only way you get the, we get the right message out there. I want to jump right back on this again, okay? Because this is crazy. But a Tennessee lawmaker compares himself to a brown-skinned Jesus. Well, you know, part of the problem, frankly and honestly, Jesus was brown-skinned. No way around it. Come on, he was a Jew. Right? He was in the Middle East. I guarantee you're not, you know, snow white like the rest of us. But he went on to say, that this is the part that always tinges me when they do this. He said, this is Holy Week as we enter the Easter season. No, well, Easter is actually pagan, a pagan holiday. Christians should be celebrating Resurrection Day, but that's a story for another day. And on this Holy Monday, well, that's the first time I've heard it called that, this is the day that Jesus overturned the tables in the temple. He drove out the money changers. He said in remarks, this is what he said in remarks to the floor, that Jesus engaged in an act of decorum, or out of decorum, because he knew the dignity of the people was being dishonored. No, actually, that's not true. Totally not true. But the truth is, Jesus was teed off that the merchants, money changers, they're changing money, exchanging money for product, that the money changers were selling animals to be sacrificed in the temple, but they weren't clean. They weren't without blemish. See, the Jews were supposed to bring a sacrifice for their sin to the temple. And it was supposed to be one of their animals, one of their sacrifices, what they were giving up, something that would cost them something emotionally, physically, whatever. Well, those merchants were selling blemished animals, unclean animals, not acceptable. That's what Jesus was teed off. He said they turned it into a den of thieves. Okay, they were stealing. They were doing the wrong thing. Had nothing to do with decorum and people being dishonored. They knew, in most cases, those people, well, I will say, maybe they didn't know that they were buying blemished animals. But they knew they were buying animals. and they knew that they were buying animals that weren't theirs. There was no personal interest in it at all. The whole idea was that animal was supposed to cause you some pain so you'd stop your sitting. I mean, think about how people are with their animals today. Can you imagine if God said, okay, you got to give me a little Fido there because you won't stop sinning. He's gone. How do you think I would make most people feel today the way they're attached to their animals? As someone who went to divinity school, he says, and as someone who served as a Methodist minister, which means absolutely nothing. Look at Jesse Jackson. Look at Al Sharpton. You want to go through their misdeeds? You'll never hear anybody talk about them because, you know, they're reverends and they're black. All right? Let's just lay it out there. He said, I want to lift up the revolutionary brown-skinned Palestinian named Jesus who engaged in good trouble. Really? He was a Palestinian? How? Look it up. I'll let you guys figure that one out. He says, he went on to say, I want to talk about this Holy Monday, that God is not pleased with injustice, and that the light will shine, and that no matter what you do to us, we will not bow down. What you do? You mean, let me see if I get this right. You think that God is pleased. Now see, he brought God into the conversation, people, so you can't get on my case. He believes that God is upset because we won't let men act like women and kick women's butts in sports. That's what he thinks that God is mad about. God's precious little children. God gives so much priority to children. Those girls have been beating their brains out since they were 3 and 4 and 5 years old to be good at that particular sport that they're competing in. And then you allow a guy, which in most of these sports, in most of these cases, will kick their butts. I mean, really, think about it. That's okay? He went on to say, I want to say about this Holy Monday that God's not pleased with injustice and that the light will shine. Yeah, you're right. The light will shine. When you get in front of his face, and he said, my God, you know, me, what did you do to my kids? What did you do to the children that I put in your protection? You let them cut off the parts and pieces that I gave them to be the person. Look, think about something. God says he knew you before you were in your mom's womb. He said he had a plan for your life. And here you are screwing with these kids. Good luck to you. House Speaker Cameron Sexton pointed out that Jones had not graduated from divinity school and that his behavior was anything but Christ-like. See, again, I go back to what I always say. Why do they have to lie to make their point? Why do they have to lie to win or to make themselves look better? People only lie usually for a couple of reasons. One is to cover up their inabilities, to save them from being embarrassed or what they perceive will embarrass them. Right? And three, to cover their butts, period. Former Rep. John DeBerry, a black pastor, had been invited to deliver a prayer and talk about the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Sexton said that when Berry began his remarks, Jones literally turned his back on John DeBerry and walked out of the chamber in the middle of the prayer. Right? Isn't that amazing? I mean, really. So if you're praying to Jesus, if you're praying to God in the name of Jesus, why would you walk out at that moment? This doesn't sound like the follower of someone who believes in Christ. Right? Somebody here says, that sounds more like the behavior of a divinity school dropout. And by the way, Jesus was Jewish, not Palestinian. Now, see, because he'll call himself a reverend, so people will listen to him. People will think he has something. I don't know what, though. I mean, really. When we come back, I want to talk about the Chicago election. I don't even know where to start with it. But you talk about, again, as I started to say earlier, jumping from the frying pan into the fire. God bless. I don't even know what to tell you. I mean, I've been saying this for a long time. You people in New York, you vote these whacks in, and then you want everybody to feel sorry for you. No. Absolutely. If you had the wool pull over your eyes once, maybe even twice, you might get some sympathy. Now, you deserve what you get. You guys who voted in this person in Chicago, I don't want you to lose a loved one, right? I don't want a loved one killed in violence or anything like that. But if it happens, who do you have to blame? You can't blame the guns. There's plenty of cities. There's plenty of big cities that allow guns in the city. They're not seeing your crime rate. They're not seeing your killing rate. Why is that? Why do you think that is? It's just amazing. All right. Robert Kennedy Jr. announced his run against Joe Biden for president. What chance does he have? I have no clue. I love the fact, though, that somebody is truly going to challenge him. You're not going to be able to talk him out of it. Now, he announced his intention to run for president, I guess it was earlier today. Right? He's gonna take on Joe Biden. Somebody needs to pull Joe Biden out of the way. By the way, Kennedy won't make it. They'll make sure he doesn't. Because he can't be, you know, Big Pharma. He hates Big Pharma. So they're not going to help him at all. Right? So, and the Kennedy family doesn't carry like it did in the past. So, and Kennedy, he distinguishes himself from a lot of modern Democrats in that he still believes in free speech, the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Constitution, standing up against a corrupt government. That doesn't work today. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Thank you.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Come on, you know some of them, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with BS. Brad Dacus will join us for the next hour. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. you know, when you think about some of the people that the Democrats get behind, they're talking about this in the chat room anyway. You know, you're talking about the Fetterman, right? I mean, he still had a loss at who he is. And again, the man suffered a stroke. He went into depression. Then you got Joey B, who doesn't really know who he is and why he is even where he's at sometimes. Okay? They still hold fast to people like Nancy Pelosi, who thinks some of the people are guilty till proven innocent. I don't know. I must have missed that change to the Constitution. Maxine Waters, who thinks we're in a communist community or country. Oh, yeah. Listen to some of her speeches. And she doesn't hide it. They're getting up there in age. It's time to move on. Yes, I'm an ageist. What can I tell you? All right, Giano Caldwell, he slammed the election of progressive mayor as the crime rises. What the heck were you people thinking in Chicago? I already said that earlier, but these are his words, not mine. So progressive candidate Brandon Johnson, we know, defeated the former Chicago Public School CEO Paul Vallas in Chicago, the mayor election. You would think, and probably the reason that the school teachers union came against him, Paul, that is he was the public school CEO, and wouldn't give him everything they wanted. Fought with them on a regular basis. So he's not a friend. Now, Gianno Caldwell, whose teenage brother Christian was murdered in the Windy City last year, he spoke out about Johnson's win, saying it was horrific for Chicago residents. He went on to say, this to me was the signing of 1,000 death certificates. So people don't have to die because of the policies that he's advocating for. He said, this is a guy who actually has defunded the police, who advocated for it as well, who defended rioters and looters. Right? He doesn't care about public safety. He has no want or desire. This was all about making sure the Chicago teachers got the money they wanted. One of the most failing school districts in the country. Most of those teachers make 3 and 4 times what the people in their community make. Right? The police department, the police union, they don't want him either. They would rather resign than have him take that seat. Cole argued that Democrats and Republicans agreed that Lightfoot's leadership and policies were horrific to the safety of the people. Somehow that didn't get through about Johnson. His policies are worse. They are. Johnson's priorities, according to his campaign website, range from public safety and police reform to environmental justice to gender equity, educational, I don't know what this means, and education. Additionally, he has committed to promoting 200 detectives from rank-and-file officers to help ease caseloads. He's argued for increased city spending on mental health care. Well, why wouldn't you buy more? Why wouldn't you pay for more police? Right? Anyway, he wants to spend more money on schools and affordable housing to address the homeless. Affordable housing is not going to fix the homeless. Many, many, many of them have other issues and other problems that need to be dealt with that come under mental health issues. He's also proposing that social workers and EMTs respond to 911 calls instead of armed police officers. Yep, makes all the sense to me. More cops get shot, hurt, and killed when they show up to a domestic quarrel, domestic argument, than most others. Think about that. Now you can have an EMT and a caseworker showing up, no guns, nothing to protect themselves. You know, we're here to help you. You don't have to argue. Go ahead, put the knife down. It's okay. Right, that's going to work. Crime has continued to spike in the city. It's increased over 40% year after year after year. Right? Vehicle thefts are up over 130%. This is all data from the Chicago Police Department. Right? Robberies have increased by over 15%. Cole said his brother is kicking in his grave at the election of Brandon Johnson. This didn't help. He goes on to say, what the heck were you people thinking? You got crime that's being committed all over the city of Chicago, not just the south sides and the west sides, everywhere. Usually it's been contained to just the south side or the west side. Businesses are leaving because it's so bad. Right? You talk about Citadel, you talk about a number of other corporations who have cited crime as a reason they're leaving. I can only imagine what's going to happen when you take over. Right? Anyway, one political analyst asked, hey, you think Johnson could surprise us by enacting tough-on-crime policies? This longtime political analyst said, yeah, I don't think so. Right? Oh, anyway, you know, I would say that I pray for those people in Chicago. I would say that, you know, they're going to be in a bad spot. I'm not going to, though. They chose this person. No, really. They chose this person. He ran as a progressive. He was supported by Bernie Sanders. He probably promised the world. He probably promised all kinds of social programs. I don't know how they're going to pay for them. He was supported by Elizabeth Warren and so many of those other really hardcore left-wing socialists. Somebody's got to pay for that. Do you know what I'm saying? Somebody has to pay for it. And Robert Kennedy Jr., he announced his run, as I was talking about earlier, for president. He doesn't hold the water he used to hold because he's not left enough. He is a typical, stereotypical, old-time left Democrat, liberal Democrat. I won't even say left. I'm going to say liberal Democrat, right? He understands how it works. He understands how the system works. He's been in it long enough. Right? He goes on to say in a tweet that the collapse of the U.S. influence over Saudi Arabia and the kingdom's new alliances with China and Iran are painful emblems of the failure of the neocon strategy of the of maintaining U.S. global, you know, just our stature with aggressive projections of military power. China has displaced us as number one. Now, he's also made a massive following in populist movement for his courage in taking on Tony Fauci, the tyrants in the American medical community. He has been all over them. He doesn't even give them a chance to breathe. But I will tell you, when he came to California, can't get much more Democrat than California, right? He came to California. He wanted to talk to some of the legislators about the vaxes, some of the concerns he had about the vaxes and what they were talking about doing with them. From a legislative standpoint, not one Dem would meet with him. Not one. You hear me? Yeah, he was old school, right? Not worthy of anything. Man's given his life. Look, I may not agree with his politics, but man, compared to the Democrats of today, he's a Republican. But he deserves at least a courtesy of a meeting. He deserves at least a courtesy of sitting down with him and hearing him out. Whether you do anything about it or not, it's up to you. You know, and again, he's getting himself informed. He's been at this longer than 10 years now, well over a decade. He has spoken out about COVID vaccines. He has spoken out about the mRNA COVID, vaccines. Now, he's got a new book out. You should try to grab it. A Letter to Liberals. And the book challenges the lockdown liberalism and embrace of these tyrannical policies, the assault on the First Amendment, the assault on the Second Amendment. I'd love to get him on. I think I can to discuss some of these things. You know, they as much as I may not agree with the Kennedys or even a lot that they had to push out there, they did agree with our laws. They did agree with our Constitution. 855-REAL-JOE. Give us a call. 855-732-5563. Yep. Brad Dinkus will join us after the break. We'll see what's going on in the legal arena here in this country. We'll be back.